The following program is for entertainment purposes only. It is not medical, psychological, or psychiatric advice of any kind. For any of that, contact your doctor. On today's episode of Dream Meetings, a man having employment troubles has a dream that helps guide him to a better path. Could a dream about intimacy with a long-distance partner be created to string him along? Also, what does an ex dying in your arms mean in a dream? All that and more on today's episode of Dream Meetings. 1-800-606-7193 is our phone number here at Dream Meetings. To share your dream with us, you can write it on our website, which is dreamingradio.com. We'd love to hear your dreams. That's what the show is all about. Be sure to press subscribe on whatever platform it is you're listening to us on. If you like the show, hey, leave a comment. Leave a nice review there on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart, whatever platform it is you tune into us on. Greatly, greatly appreciate those comments. And if you want to take it one step further and really help to keep this show on the air, consider becoming a Patreon of our show. Go to our website, which is dreamingradio.com. Click on Support the Show through Patreon, which is in the upper right-hand corner on the menu there. Takes you to the Patreon page, and you can pledge your support there. A buck an episode is what we ask. $1, four quarters. That's it. That $1 per episode keeps us on the air, gives you access to episodes before everybody else gets them through the Patreon page. Yes, usually a couple weeks in advance there. It also gets you a fast pass email to send your dreams to for us to get them on the show before everybody else, kind of jumps you to the front of the line. And the episodes are commercial free as well at the Patreon page. So that's one of the perks of supporting the show. So check that out. Just go to our website, dreamingradio.com. Click on Support the Show through Patreon and help keep this thing afloat. Greatly appreciate that. As we get into 2018, would love to make this a long-term podcast like our other shows have been and have become because of your guys' support. So, okay, let's jump to our first call of the day at 1-800-606-7193. Hi, you are on the air.
Hey, guys. This is Scott from Indiana. This is just a, I think it was a dream, but it felt like an out-of-body experience. I was really depressed one day because I have been out of work for over a month. And I've been trying to find a job and I couldn't find anything. So one day I decided, you know, just go in the bedroom, lay down, and maybe sleep it off for a little while. Went in there, laid on my bed, fell asleep, and I woke up. But the thing is, I wasn't awake. Because I was facing my closet door, and I heard somebody to my left. So I looked over, and there was this Jamaican guy who had a white suit on with gold buttons and like a gold like staff with a purple crystal on it. There was like a galaxy effect in it. He goes, I want to show you something. He goes, look over at your bed. But when he was talking to me, his mouth wasn't moving. It was like coming through his mind, like telepathic or whatever you call it. But he was standing there, and I looked over, and I see myself laying in my bed. And the thing is, it didn't freak me out or nothing. It just felt natural. So I looked back at him, and he goes, I want to show you something else. So we turned around, and we faced my closet. And in my closet, you know, I see nothing but my clothes and empty space. So he took his staff and he touched the air in the closet where there's nothing there. And it was like a ripple effect happened. Like if you drop a stone in water, has like a ripple effect. What happened was all of a sudden the ripple effect happened and you've seen a big field. You see like mountains in the background. You've seen a creek. It was like a creek or a pond. And then farther back to the left, you seen a big building that looked like it was made out of gold and pearl. And there was clouds around it, so I couldn't tell. It kind of looked like a castle, but I couldn't tell if it was a castle or what it was because the clouds were kind of distorting the view. And there was people out there, but they didn't notice me at first. And he said, do you think this place is beautiful? And I said, yes, it's really nice. And he goes, well, would you like to come with me? And I looked at him all confused at first. I said, "What do you mean?" And he goes, "Would you like to come to me to this beautiful place? Come with me to this beautiful place, or would you like to stay here?" And I said, "Let me think about that for a minute, because this place was really beautiful. I mean, it's the words couldn't describe the colors and how beautiful it was." And I looked back over, I looked at myself laying on the bed, and then I looked back over to this field that I've seen in my closet. And there was people waving and, like, waving for me to come on in and everything and smiling at me. And then it hit me that, you know, my nephews still need me and my nieces still need me. So I looked at him and I said, "No," I said, "how beautiful this place is, I would love to go, but I need to stay here and be with my nephews and my nieces just in case they need me." And he smiled and he said, "I'm glad you chose that option." He goes, "But I'll see you soon." And he goes, "Everything's going to be okay, because you're going to get a call tomorrow." And I woke up. You know, first thing I did is I looked around, because it felt real and I thought he was still in the room. I looked around, I went over to the closet and started putting my hand in the closet, seeing if I could feel anything. You know, I couldn't feel nothing. And, you know, that just left my mind for the rest of the day. The next day I got a call, and it was a new job opportunity that I started, and I've been at my new job for almost 2 years now. And that dream, or that out-of-body experience, has not left my mind. So if there's any way you guys can tell me what that was and what the meaning of that was, that would be awesome. Thanks, and I love your guys' show, and I plan on becoming an EPP as soon as I can. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Let me throw this at you. I don't think that the beautiful place in the dream was representative of heaven, which I think that may be what's being assumed here. I think what that was more representative of was your potential, was your future, or is your future a better place, a more beautiful place, one that's not so filled with despair. And the guide in this dream, I think, was you. You talking to yourself, you reasoning through hard work, being there for your family, making the right decisions and choices to get to this place. It's not that you're just going to get there in death and then be in heaven. This is representative, like I said, of a potential future for you here in the living realm. And I think that's really what this dream was about. It's very interesting that it said you're going to get a call the next day, and then you got that call. That may have been more so just subconscious hope, you know, assumption, things of that nature. If you're out there applying for jobs and stuff at that moment in time, it would be likely then that you'd be getting calls for potential jobs. But I go back to, I think this is really your inner self-consciousness telling you not to give up. Things are going to get better on the other side. Just keep doing what you're doing and you will get there. And I'm glad to hear that that things did work out. So thank you for sharing that dream, that experience with us. Greatly, greatly appreciate you taking the time to do just that. 1-800-606-7193 is our phone number here at Dream Meetings to share your dream with us. Of course, you can write it on the website as well, which is dreamingradio.com. DREAMING radio.com. Let's go to another call and hear a dream. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Tony, how you doing? My name is Chris. I'm here in Austin, Texas. And this dream is actually not about me, but it's about this girl I've been talking to. So let me give a little bit of backstory, and then I'll tell you about the dream. So long story short, we met through online dating, and through all these little different circumstances, we never got a chance to meet, so we kind of like lost connection. And we recently started connecting again, and it's been about a year and a half since we actually like met online, but we never actually met in person. Well, it turns out she now lives in El Paso, and she's an assistant principal at this elementary school. And that's all fine and dandy. And you know, I've been trying to get a hold of her. I've been trying to meet up with her, and I was in El Paso a couple times. once for a friend's funeral, but the trip was so short, I wasn't able to actually meet up with her. And another time, I was there visiting some friends, but we just kept getting sidetracked. And plus, with her being an assistant principal, she has, like, a lot of work. She even works on weekends a lot, sometimes Sundays, which I think really sucks, but whatever. So she had this dream about a week and a half ago, and it was really bizarre. So it's a little graphic, too, but I'm going to try to keep it as clean as possible for the audience. She basically had a dream that her and I were on like this open land, like a big ranch or a farm or something, and we were inside of a barn for whatever reason. She said we're inside of a barn. And I was trying to get her to go out with me, but she was like, no, 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 Chris, no, no, no. And then for whatever reason, fast forward in the dream, we're in the same bed. She pretty much ended the story at that. I don't know whether we actually did it or not. I'm not sure how relevant that really is. But I thought that was really bizarre. Now, as far as what's going on in her life, all I know is that she's a teacher. She's working really hard. She's still single. She says she's, like, really tired, doesn't really go out a lot, doesn't really, you know, get to date. And as far as what's going on in my life, I'm a contractor here in Austin, and I'm running a pretty successful business. And I've been, I'll text her all the time and all kinds of cute things. Now, I will tell you this, though. She went here one time in Austin a few months ago, and she was here for, like, some kind of educator's convention. Or it was something for work. But she could only meet me in the morning. And being that we haven't met in like a year and a half, like, I don't know, I just felt kind of resentful. I'm like, no, I am worthy of dinner. I'm a dinner date kind of guy. And so that didn't happen. And then the second time she came here, I feel like she was avoiding me because it was her birthday. Actually, it was her birthday on Friday the 13th in October. And I know I talked to her a few days before. I'm like, what are you going to do for your birthday? Like, oh, nothing. It's boring. I'm just going to go home and do this and, like, not do anything. She makes her life seem like it's really boring and, like, there's no action going on or nothing going on. Really hard to believe because she's a very, you know, beautiful woman. So, like, I just find that very hard to believe. I also want to throw in the fact that I'm 33 years old and she's 42. She's saying that, oh, well, you live in Austin. I live in El Paso, so it wouldn't work because of the age difference and we're just too far away. I'm like, hey, I'm just trying to meet you. Like, you know, I'm not saying let's get married tomorrow. I'm saying, can we, like, hang out? Can we meet up? Can we go on a date or do something? Can we please do something? Is that possible? So that's just going over there. So me being a helpless romantic that I am, I send her flowers. And not just any flowers, stargazer lilies. Because in a conversation we had, like, 8 months ago, she told me she likes stargazer lilies, and those are her favorite flowers. Now, I actually listen to people, so I went ahead and I'm sent her those. I spent a pretty good amount of money for that, like a lot. And what really sucks is I sent her the flowers, and then I get a call, and I'm like, yes, this is awesome. Like, oh my God, I'm so much closer to, like, you know, getting her to meet me. And she calls me from the El Paso. She called me from the El Paso airport saying she's coming to Austin. And this was a weekend where I was going out of town to Dallas. And I was, like, really upset that, like, she didn't, like, that she was coming to Austin, but she didn't tell me. And she was like, well, I was going to tell you when I got here. And, you know, or actually she told me that she didn't think that I would be interested in seeing her. And I just thought that was complete baloney because I'm like, come on. I mean, I text you all the time. And, you know, we talk a lot. I call and everything. And I'm like, how could you possibly think that? I mean, me personally, or my romantic heart would like to believe that she keeps avoiding me because she's afraid of rejection or she's afraid that I might not like her. You know, because older women, they kind of lose their confidence a little bit, you know, with age and all that good stuff. And I'm a pretty, you know, decent-looking guy myself. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not Hercules or nothing like that. But, you know, I do pretty well. You know, but I just want to meet her because, I don't know, I just have this really weird feeling that, like, you know, we would really connect. And, you know, people always say, well, oh, well, you know, this guy's too young or this person's too old or they live too far. But once you actually meet somebody, all that crap goes out the window. So, like, yeah, like, that's really my question is, like, what was the reason for her to have that sexual dream? I think the ranch, like, represents, like, the distance between us, and now we're finally together. You know, I don't know what the barn symbolizes, or what the sexual part of it symbolizes. Maybe she actually finds me attracted. I don't know. I have no clue. But yeah, that's all I want to know. So if you can give me some insight to that, that'd be great. I would love to hear this on the show. But if I don't hear it, then I completely understand why. All right, well, thank you very much. I'm a big fan of the Ghost Stories Online. Proud EPP member. It's totally worth the $60, like, really. And, yeah, man, just I love to hear it on the show. And thank you very much, Tony. I appreciate all the work that you and Jenny do. Bye.
Okay, well, I think this is going to be more relationship advice than it is a dream interpretation. But I'm cool with that. That's fine. Thank you for supporting our programs and feeling the confidence to write in or call in and share your experience with us. As far as the meaning of the dream goes, I don't know. I mean, this is something she told you she had. I almost, after hearing her full story, question the legitimacy of if she even had the dream or if this is just another thing that she's kind of throwing out there to keep you at bay, but still there. Still thinking, oh, something may happen here. Something may occur with this. The fact that you've been kind of pursuing this girl for so long and she's really not making the time to make this, to even explore it. It's not even making it work. You're not even at the point of, let's make this work. You're at the point of, should we explore this or not? And she's really not going there with it or making excuses about it. It's just, you know, if it's something you're interested in, if anyone is interested in, you make the time to do it. I'm an insanely busy person. I'm running 3 different shows. I'm making commercials for radio and TV. And then I'm being a dad and a husband. And there's very little free time. But if there's something I know needs attention or I know that should be done and will be something I legitimately want, I will make the time and will make it happen. And I think almost anyone is like that. Anyone who is pushing things off to the side there, especially something like this, when she's telling you how bored she is and how she's not doing anything here and there, there's time. There's time right there. If this was something she was interested in, she would be about it. But she's not about it, it seems. She seems to like the attention. She seems to like the fact that you're over there and giving her this attention, which is a very selfish, narcissistic way of being. But there's a lot of people out there like that. That's the thing. And then, unfortunately, nice guys like you who are just trying to honestly go about be a romantic partner or have a desire to have a romantic relationship are being pushed off to the side and being dragged along. My advice to you is call this for what it is. You've made your attempts. It's not being reciprocated. If someone's not going to make the time for you or make you a priority, then you don't need to make them a priority. And I would just leave it at that. And I'm going to warn you, as you step away from this and as you step out of this circle of communication that really pretty much seems to feed her, she's going to probably come back at you and really make it seem like she's interested. But then as you take those steps to go forward and show that and reciprocate that interest, the goalposts will be moved a little bit more. The string will be pulled that much further. So unless I'm wrong, which maybe I am, that seems to be what's going on here. That seems to be what you just described is happening for the last year with this relationship. I don't know if it even is worthy of those terms. I'm sure you'd like it to be that, but it seems to be very one-sided. Stop wasting your time is basically what I would say. It's much easier said than done. I completely understand. And it's easy for a mind to sit there and idealize people and idealize relationships when that's not really what they are. So as far as her telling you that dream, I don't know. If it is, then it's there's some sort of idealization going on there, but there's nothing you're going to be able to do to fix the person who's thinking like this. That's something that they need to work out on their end and fix that part of their personality if they want to, unless they view the way they're treating you or others as an issue, it won't be fixed. And this may just be how they function. But I know I would not want to be in a relationship with someone who does not want to make me a priority or has not, really given the effort. And you've given the effort. It's not like you've not tried here. It's just time to call it for what it is at some point, I'd say, and stop being drug along. I really think that'd be in your best interest. I know it's not going to be easy because it sounds like you really kind of got a thing here for her. But if she doesn't have a thing back, it could be wasting time, and there's only so much time we all got. So I would be trying to find a relationship with someone who wants to spend that time with me as well. 1-800-606-7193 is our phone number, 800-606-7193, to call in to our program at Dream Meetings. Let's go over to a letter from Sue. Sue says, "Hi, Tony. Love this podcast as well as your other podcast, My Dream. My phone rings and I answer, 'Hello.' And it's my dad. And he says, 'Hey, Suze, what are you doing?' I was very confused and said, 'Dad?' My dad laughs and says, 'Yes, it's me.' He says, 'I just wanted to let you know I'm okay.' I say, 'Dad, how is this possible? You're dead.' He laughs again and the phone goes dead. I woke up in a cold sweat. The night I had this dream, my dad had passed that morning. Background: I lost my mom when I was only 5. My dad and oldest brother came to pick me up from my aunt and uncle's, and I was staying at while mom was in the hospital. My older brother is 19 years older than I am, so my brother did all the talking while dad sat and cried. Many years later, dad had cancer when he was about 33. He went through many chemo treatments for his lung cancer. Gave him 3 more years. My dad lived in Illinois, 850 miles from me in Virginia, and my oldest brother lives in Florida, another 850 miles. So when I was 36, I got a phone call from my older brother. He needed to tell me dad was sick again. He said dad couldn't tell me. My stepmom and my dad had stayed friends since their divorce when I was about 13. My stepmom and her husband went to put my dad and bring him 850 miles where I live now. Dad was very sick, and he didn't live even 2 weeks after finding his cancer was back again. I stayed in the hospital with Dad the last night of his life. It was a sad, long night. Dad was very restless, a whole lot of pain. He had a great male nurse who took me aside and said Dad would talk through the night and not make sense. He's making peace with his life, the nurse had told me. That was all true. They kept having to up my dad's morphine through the night due to his severe pain. My oldest brother and his wife were there from Florida. I had 3 other brothers who came from Illinois. I also have another brother who was living near me in Virginia at the time. Morning came and my oldest brother came and relieved me. I kissed Dad and told him I was going to get a bite to eat and take a shower and would be right back. Dad wasn't really conscious at this time. My brother that lived near me and Dad had not gotten along. I called this brother and told him Dad was dying, and if he wanted to make peace, he better get to the hospital and do it. He said he wouldn't. I was so upset by this. While I was home, this brother showed up to the hospital to see Dad. He went in and sat with Dad. Nurses were told to keep an eye out if he showed up, as he and Dad weren't on good terms. Dad still wasn't conscious. I feel like it was from the high dose of morphine. There had been no other choice. Anyway, so my dad's brother took my dad's hand and told him he always loved him and hoped Dad loved him too. He forgave Dad and asked Dad's forgiveness. Dad squeezed my brother's hand and passed away. I was in the shower and my sister-in-law came into the bathroom and said my oldest brother had just called and my dad had died. I feel like Dad was waiting for my brother that didn't get along with him to show up. I'll always believe that. I hope this wasn't too complicated. Some questions, couple things. One, I feel like Dad waited for my brother he didn't get along with to come. Somehow, he knew he would. But my dream, I feel like it really was my dad coming to me just to let me know he was fine and made it to heaven since I wasn't there when he passed away. I don't think my dad wanted me to be there when he died. What do you think? Was Dad coming to me in a dream to let me know he was okay, or was I just wishing to hear from him so bad I had the dream? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks. I also love Real Ghost Stories Online, your other podcast. Keep up the good work. Sue in Virginia. Sue, there's no way to know for sure if this was an experience where it was your dad coming to you in a dream. There's nothing wrong with believing that if that's what you'd like to believe. And the possibility is certainly there. We've had plenty of dreams like that on our other program with evidence that backs it up, that really shows something more than it just being a dream. So that being a possibility, certainly on the table. I'm not saying it's not. It's also certainly a possibility that this is your mind trying to cope and trying to work through what was going on. So to have a dream like that where the loved one who had passed comes back to give you a message, that is also very much a possibility and something that we do as humans. So that could very well be a possibility. As far as your dad passing, this sort of thing happens all the time where they're there. They seem fairly unconscious, but seem to be waiting for one final antidote to life, for one final box that they can check off of something that they want to make peace with. And it seems that he did. And that may have been the final push he needed to be able to kind of let go and let you know, essentially life take its course. It sounds like there was a peace made and he was able to do that. So I'm happy for both of them that they were able to make that peace and he wasn't sitting there and trying to hold on but never getting to make that peace and having to leave without it. And I'm happy that the brother was also able to make peace at a last opportunity. Thank you very much for sharing that experience with us. 1-800-606-7193 is our phone number here at Dream Meanings. Chloe writes in, throughout my dream, my ex-boyfriend was leading me through simple tasks like locking a door and walking me down a hallway. The weird thing is, though, that he was not in his own body. I knew that the actual person was my ex, but he was inside the body that belongs to a mutual friend of ours who's very similar in age and interests. As I said before, he was leading me through simple things, one of which was walking down the hallway, since I was so unsure of where I was going, almost as if we were in a movie. The scene changed. We were in a room, gave off vibes of a church with a lot of wooden furniture and other details like stained glass window on the back wall, which was the only source of light in the room. Right in front of the window was a bed, futon-like thing. This is where my ex and I were sitting. To the left of us was a chair, big and wooden, with a female RH sitting in it. By the way, she was acting. It seemed like she was another ex of my ex. Suddenly, my ex and I were hugging each other and sobbing uncontrollably. We laid back on the bed and I opened my eyes. He died in my arms and was disappearing in front of my eyes. I could not stop crying. The girl in the chair turned to me and said, "It's for the best." So what was going on at the time? I was in Florida visiting my family. My boyfriend and I had broken up about a month prior. He had moved on but continued to drag me along. I began feeling really used and powerless. What does him dying in my arms, disappearing, signify? Why was my ex not in his own body, but rather in someone else's who had nothing to do with the situation, I might add? I would say that this might have been him in another body, in another form, was a bit of an idealized version of your ex. As you said, this person had similar interests and was somewhat like your ex. There might have been a part of you going, well, he's so much like this person. Why couldn't he just act like this person and not be the manipulative, stringing along type? I'm thinking that was it. It was an idealized version that you wish was there, but unfortunately was not what you were experiencing. Him dying in your arms, disappearing, I think is your mind trying to make peace. Sounds like you were well aware that you were being strung along. Fortunately, a lot of people who are being strung along go down the path and they're not aware of it. They make excuses for that person. And they like to continue with that idealized version of the possibilities when there really are no possibilities to be seen. I think it was your mind making peace with the fact that he's your ex and that you don't need to be part of that anymore. And him dying was not so much him dying, but the relationship and the bond that you guys once had and it moving on to something else. The fact that there was another woman sitting there saying, oh, it's probably for the best, might have been you. Although you didn't recognize the woman or you assumed it might have been another ex of his, I think that might actually have been you, a version of you that you didn't recognize because just like you couldn't recognize the woman, you may not have been able to recognize being strung along for so long until a certain point in that relationship where you finally said enough and everything just kind of clicked together. That would be my interpretation of the dream. Hope that helped. I hope things are going better for you and you're not experiencing that strung along helpless feeling. It sounds like you were going through there. Allison writes in to us from dreamingradio.com. Here's some backstory to this dream. A little over 3 years ago, I was 23. My grandfather was about 62 and he passed away from cancer. He had prostate cancer that eventually spread to his entire body. I was there at his passing. He passed peacefully in his home. I, however, wasn't there during the day while he was still alert enough to let him know I was there and to say goodbye the proper way. But 6 months later, I had a dream with him, and he looked the way he did when he was around 50. We were walking around his and my grandmother's backyard, talking about life for what felt like hours, and I apologized for not being around as much as I should have been in his last few months of life. I told him that I missed him and loved him very much, that I wanted him to know how truly sorry I was, and that the turmoil going on between my parents and I was just too much for me to come and visit. My parents live right next door. They share the same driveway. He reassured me that everything was okay and that he knew why I wasn't coming to visit. He told me that my father had messed up and that what he did was wrong. He told me he loved me and everything was going to be fine and that he was proud of me. We hugged. Then I woke up and tears started to fill my eyes because I finally got my visit and I finally got to apologize for what I felt that I had done wrong by not going to visit him more often. This is a dream I still have, and it's so vivid that I can still remember everything. My heart still sinks when I recall it, and it's been almost 3 years since I've had it. I can still hear his voice in my head telling me everything's going to be okay and that he loves me. During the last years of life, getting married. Things with my parents weren't going well at all. When the dream occurred, my husband and I were living with his parents trying to get finances in order to get a house, and I was just under a lot of stress living there and not being on our own yet. I'm an avid listener and an EVP to Real Ghost Stories Online because of that. My only question is, do you think this was a paranormal visit or just a coping closure method? I'm going to say what I said to an earlier caller who had pretty much the same question. It could really go either way. Without evidence that shows physically in the real world, you know, that this was, in fact, him. And we've had that on the other show where someone has kind of a closure dream and they wake up and then there's grandpa's ball cap or something that otherwise wouldn't be there. It's very difficult to say if it was an actual visitation. Our minds are always seeking resolution, seeking a closure, seeking an end game to things. So our minds are going to naturally go down those roads of finding the closure. And if it helped you find the closure, then I would imagine that your grandpa would be happy that that's how he had manifested himself into your life, whether he really had anything to do with it or not. I know if I had passed on and I had a loved one that was still kind of battling those thoughts and really wishing that they had that moment, even if their minds were what was at play to make that occur, I would be very happy that that was able to happen. So I think either way, he's on another side going, I'm glad that that moment was able to come to fruition for you. It's just very difficult to say if it's paranormal or not. Thank you for sharing the story with us. I do really, really appreciate that. 1-800-606-7193 is our phone number at Dream Meetings to share your dream with us. Vanessa writes in, hi, Tony. I've written in before about how I do not usually dream, but when I do dream and remember it, the places are always really off. Also, I was sexually abused as a child by my father. You'll need that information for the dream. Well, for whatever reason, I've been getting good sleep lately almost every night now, and I have been dreaming, but I can't always remember them. However, 2 nights ago, I had a dream where for some reason I was helping out a friend and left my son with my younger sister. I then am at this huge beach house on a hill surrounded by the ocean. Like the water level comes right up to the porch. It's a very murky day outside, brown sky, water is even muddy, but sparkles in the light. I look at my older sister. It's floating in the water, not dead, but floating with her head above the water, just hanging out. And these huge waves come in. She starts riding the waves, goes under the water, and bobs back up. Not panicking, and I'm not either, when watching her because we're both good swimmers, so it's not unusual for us. Then I need to leave to get my son, but for some reason my dad shows up and I'm in the car with him. I start to panic and tell him to take me to my car. I need to pick up my son, and he says, okay, I'll take you. He drives in the opposite direction of my car, basically kidnapping me. I'm freaking out, trying to flag down cars and call people to help me, and he sits there driving and doesn't seem to care that I'm freaked out. Then the dream ends. At one point of the dream, I was naked, changing in front of my friend, but not in a sexual way. She was in the room and kept me company while I changed, kind of way. I didn't feel embarrassed by it, but just thought I'd throw it in. Thanksgiving had just ended, and my boyfriend, son, and I had just gotten back the day before from traveling. I hate traveling. It makes me anxious. I'd like to know why I felt so scared, what it meant when my sister was in just floating in the ocean. Does the nakedness have any significance? I rarely dream, but when I do, they are always scattered and sometimes start as one dream, then transition into another. I don't know what it means, but I would like your input. Thank you. Well, I think seeing your sister out there somewhat, you know, vulnerable, I guess I would say, not helpless, but vulnerable, and the waves come in, I think that represents some sort of chaos, some sort of torment, some sort of, event that may be out there on the horizon. I'm wondering if there's a level of concern you have for your sister or someone else out there where you see some danger occurring or being a possibility surrounding them, and you're not able to speak up about it, but you're watching it, but you know she's a strong person and she's able to get through it, and you'd like to be there too because you're standing there watching her and you thought, well, you know, worst comes to worst, I can jump in and help. I'm a good swimmer. But I think is there a level of concern? Is there something going on where there's a potential threat to your sister or a loved one? Your sister may just be the symbol here as being someone you care about in this dream. Is there a threat out there to someone? It doesn't have to be even anything super major, just something that you're concerned is lurking and that you're not going to be able to help them with it or through it. And that's what I think the father represents, especially with what you told me about your past with him, that he shows up, takes you in a different direction, where there's maybe some concern of something happening in your life where you're going to be taken in a different direction and not able to be there for this other person who has something going on as a threat in their life. That's what I would be looking at. Look at your relationships, see what you're thinking, and see what you can see in those terms, because that may be the answer to what this dream is symbolizing for you. 1-800-606-7193 is our phone number at Dream Meanings to share your dream with us. Go to our website, dreamingradio.com, and share your dream with us or call it in. We'd love to hear it and use it on a future episode of the program. If you like the show, press subscribe, and hey, be a Patreon of ours. Just go to our website, dreamingradio.com, click support the show through Patreon, or go directly to Patreon, patreon.com/dreammeanings. Buck an episode is what it is. Get advanced episodes of our show, commercial free. Also get access to a private fast pass email to submit your dreams to us even faster to get them on to the program. And I'll give you a shout out on the air as well for being a Patreon of ours. Check that out and help us stay on the air. That wraps up the show. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for listening to another episode of Dream Meanings.